SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. New developments today in Israel. One U.S. official saying there are apparently 4 American casualties from the Saturday morning attack, and unconfirmed report indicating Americans may also have been abducted. In the meantime, the Pentagon is sending in an aircraft carrier strike group to the Mediterranean in full support of Israel. Brigadier General Daniel Hagera with the Israeli Defense Forces says the military there is working to rescue hostages, root out terrorists, and destroy enemy targets.
Our Air Force is attacking hundreds of Hamas Islamic Jihad targets in Gaza. We follow international law while exercising our right and responsibility to protect our civilians.
And he says Hamas apparently has infiltrated Israeli neighborhoods and likely planning more attacks. Also at SRNnews.com, President Biden being forced to change his administration's immigration policies.
After promising to stop building a wall along the U.S.-Mexico border, the president is defending his administration's decision to allow for construction of roughly 20 miles of additional border wall in Texas. He said he had no choice but to use the congressionally approved Trump-era funding for the barrier to stop illegal migration from Mexico. The U.S. also will resume deporting Venezuelan migrants. The president has been hammered on immigration by not only Republicans, but Democratic leaders in major cities where migrants are arriving. Greg Clugston, Washington.
One person has been killed, 8 others wounded in a shooting during a private party early this morning in a Pennsylvania community center. Police still trying to sort out details. No one has been arrested. This is SRN News. A flag dispute resolved in Illinois.
The City Council of Galesburg voted 5-2 in favor of allowing a pro-life flag to be flown in front of City Hall. A gay pride flag went up over the summer, and pro-life advocates used that fact to make their argument. The rainbow flag was actually on display for the entire month of June. Knox County Right to Life threw its weight behind the flag effort. The Supreme Court recently ruled that cities must offer equal access to their flagpoles. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Even as the Pope presides over a major synod this month, the percentage of people who are Catholic in the country closest to him is declining. 80% of the population of Italy profess themselves Catholic, but for the majority, it's an affiliation in name and tradition, little adherence to doctrine. Fewer than 20% of Italian Catholics attend services at least once a week. This is SRN News. Smith & Wesson has opened its new Tennessee headquarters.
The gun manufacturer celebrated its grand opening Saturday after moving from its longtime home in Massachusetts to a more gun-friendly state. The new 650,000-square-foot headquarters in Maryville, part of a $125 million relocation plan announced back in 2021. The gunmaker had been located in Springfield, Massachusetts, since the mid-19th century. CEO Mark Smith cited a welcoming regulatory environment and close collaboration with the Tennessee state government as a crucial piece of the plan to relocate. Ron DeRockstra reporting.
The area around the historic Maui community, largely destroyed by fire 2 months ago, now putting out the welcome mat for travelers. The move comes as the mayor and Hawaii's governor push ahead to restart tourism. That in support of the area's economy. More details at srnnews.com.